We end up Chabdalud Amal Aleph by the Mishnah. Dr. Mishnah Mitzvah Begodol Yabim. The Mitzvah is Lachatchila that the Godol should be Miyabim. The Godol Ha'achim should be Miyabim. In Kidei Makotin Zohar. But if the cotton was Magdim, so he says, that means it's only a mitzvah lachatchila for the gadol to be miyabim, or the cotton, if the cotton was miyabim, see he says. Tana Rabbono, the posuk says, the first posuk speaks about the case of Yibim ki yeshu achim yachto v'meisechad mehem, yivome yove yoleo kochel elisha v'yibmo. Then it says, "Vahoya abchera shetele yokum alshem ochiv." So we would learn poshib shat that "Vahoya abchera" is speaking about that after it was Yevama Yovi Aler Lekoch Elisha VeYibmo, "Vahoya abchera shetele," the first child that will be born after the Yibum, yokum alshem ochiv, that you give him the same name that the May said. But Chazal do not learn that that is the true pshat in the posuk. Tonu Rabbono, Vohoyo HaBecher, Mikan Shemitzveh Begodel Yave, that the Yevome Yovo Yaleo V'Yibmo, Lekoch Lelisha V'Yibmo, so that who should the Yovom be? Vohoyo HaBecher, that the Becher, the oldest brother, should be the one that should be Miyab. Mitzvah Begodol Yab. So if Vahoya Becher is not speaking about the child that will be born from the Yibum, but is speaking about the Miyabim, so Asher Teiled is speaking about the Yibome. Prat La'ilanish She'en Yeledes. Yokum Al Shem Ochiv. So that what it says further, Yokum al Shem Ochiv, is Lenachlo. So that means that he should Yarshin his brother. The Yobom should Yarshin the mate. So the Gemara asks, Ata ima Lenachlo, that Pshat in the Posek is that the Yobom Yarshins the brother. Ayene Elo L'Shem, maybe it's speaking about the child that is born. And Yokum al Shem Ochiv means that you give him the same name as the Meiset. Yosef, Keren Yosef, Yosef, Yochanan, Keren Yosef, Yochanan, Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Nema kan Yokum al Shem Ochiv. We have a Gzeire Shove. It says here, Yokum al Shem Ochiv. Nema lahalon, and it says in Bereishis, al shem acheyem yikoru benachlosom. So there it says, aloshen shem acheyem, and there it means nachla. Is ma shem ha'omo lahalon nachla, av shem ha'omo kan lunachla. So the pasuk is saying that the yovam should be number one, mitzvah begodol yave, and number two, that he yarshins the mace. V'lo yimoche shmoy mi Yisrael, prat l'soris sheshmoy mochu. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, mikan shemitzvah begodol, ochi dorish, l'koch aloy l'isha v'yibmo. Now, who should do this? Bohoya Becher, HaMiyabim, Yihya Becher. The Miyabim should be the Becher. Asher Teilet, Bohoysa Yevoma Teiru Yeleilet, Prat Lailanus. Yokum HaYovom Al Shem Ochiv, Limchel Nachlosoi. Lo Yechalku Ochiv Imoi. And the Achim should not have a chelik in the division of the Nachlos Hameis. Now, he takes over the whole Nachlos. So the Gemara asked, Ata ima l'Nachlom, v'hai yokum bi yovom mishtoi, that it's speaking about the Yovam, that the Yovam is Neichel, the mace. Maybe the Pasuk is speaking about the child that will be born. So Gemara says, no, we have a Gzeira Shavit. So the Gzeira Shavit tells us that, so we're not speaking about the, that the child hanoilas. We're speaking about the Yovam Amiyabe. Omar Rove Aval Gav the Bechol Atoire Kula a Mikra Yoitze Midei Pshutai. Even though Bechol Atoire Kula we have Pardis, we have this Pshat and this Drush, and the Drush is no stira to the Pshat. The Pshat is also a Mahalach and Toire. Hoche asoig zeirishove afikte mipashte legamri. But here, the zeirishove is mapik mipashte. What does Rashi say? Ein mikro yoitze midei pshute. Va'aval gav de darshine lei ledroshe, even though we do make a drash, midei pshute mir leinofik legamri. The pshat is pshat, and then there's a drash also, but the drash is never mafki in the pshat. But here it's vaafikte legamri, she'ein tzorech likrois livnoi b'shem ochiv hameis. Here, I mean, the pashto the cross v'hoya b'chor asher teilei, yokom ha'shem ochiv, that the child that will be born, you should give the same name as the Meiser. But here is Mikra Yaitzi Midei Pshute, Shein Tzorech Likreis Levnoi B'Shem Ochiv HaMeitz, V'Hochi Gom Alo Mirabe. Now, Rashi is explaining that Emerson Rove is saying, Amir Dikechidish over here. That means Pashta Dikro is that the child that will be born, you should give the Shem of the mace. That's Pashta Dikro. Now, the Gemara made a Gzeira Shove, that there's a other Mash, there's another Mashmois in the Posik, that the Godol Sheba'achim should be Miyabim, and he's Yoirish the mace. Fine, that's also true. Beide Zachen said an Emes. But why shouldn't this be true? Why, if there's a klal and mikro yaitzim yidei pshutai, so this should also be true. The b'chur should have the shame of the mace, that's pshat, and the yovam should be the mitzvah begodol yabem, and he yashins. Zarashi says, hochi gomalei mirabe. So the Elchanan seems to learn that it's halach l'moshe misinai, that here you do not darshim pshat. So the Elchanan mutchitzich, so why do you need two? So if there's halach l'moshe misinai, that you do not darshim the posik kipshutai, so why do you need the gzei reshavit? I mean, there's two distinct limudim over here. The gzei reshavit is coming to tell us that the Bukhir Yarshins Yokim Hashem Ochiv L'Nachle. I mean, L'Chayra, this was, why didn't you say the Shavah for this? This was Nichlal in this Halacha L'Moshe Messinah, Chagom Alei Merabe. That is Pshat and Posik. It's not say the Shavah, that is Pshat and Posik. It seems there are two distinctly mudim. There's a say the Shavah, and then there's Hochi Gom Alei Merabe, that you should not darshan the Posik Kipshutah. Let us just see Taisvis. I ainai elo l'shem. V'yekulei kro kepashte. B'loi nidreish mi b'cheir de mitzvah begod aliyabe. We won't darshan like that. Alohi koma. V'ho yabche perish harishen. Shetei leit hayevom. The yomo will give birth. Yikorish moi b'shem ameis. That was the Gemara's kash. Let us darshan that that's pshat. Let us learn that that is pshat and posik. Yalev v'gzeirisho, but the lav shem mamish koma, it does not mean that ele lenachla. V'kiven de lenachla koma, leke luk mikro ele biyovom. So now if the pasuk means nachla, so that's ele biyovom. The ala b'cheir sheteilet ayyavome koma ko, because if the pasuk is speaking about the child that is noilet, sheyokum al shem ames lenachlo, if we will say that the pasuk is speaking about the b'cheir ha-noilet, that he should yarshin his father's brother, sheyose b'cheir yirash ha-samestim, ken yokum al shem achi oviv mi boilet. So then the tzavel shem ochiv. See later the Gemara's mefalpul how you would say the pasuk kipshute, how ochiv comes in, but al koponim, but zichek, we can zichek not say pshat and pasuk that the bechoyer hanoylad yarshins the father, because then it should be said yokum al shem achi ovid. Let us see the Gemara further. V'ilav gzeir shove, hava amino shem mamish. Without gzeir shove, it would seem that I say shem mamish. That you give the Bechor HaNoilad the Shem of the Mace. Leman Komazer Achmona. So who is the Torah speaking to? LeYavom, if the Posek is speaking to the Yavom, that the Yavom should call the Bechor HaNoilad the name of the Mace. Yokum Hashem Achicham Yiboylet. So it should have said that Yokum Hashem Achicham, you should give him your brother's name. Ile Beidinim, if the Pasuk is speaking to Bezdin, that Bezdin should make sure that the Bechor has the name of the Mace. Yokum Hashem Achiyoviv Miboylet. So how would we learn without the Gzeirah Shavah? How could you learn Pshat that it means that you should give the Bechor the Shem of the Mace? So what's the Ochiv? The Dilma Ochi Kamu Lachmona Lebezn. Maybe this is Pshat and Posik. Imru Leili Yovom, that Bezdin should be Mazel the Yovom, Yokum, that makes sure Al Shem Ochiv. That he should give the shame of his brother. So Bezdin should tell the Yovam, it's Mutal on Bezdin to tell the Yovam that he should give the name of the Bechor, as he should give his brother's name. But now the Gzeirah Shoveh came, and we Bechlau do not learn Pshat. But it's speaking about Nesinus Hashem, it's speaking about Yerusha. Let us see Rashi. Upachine, bilav gzeir shov avamine shem amish betmiye. Liyovim koma rachmono ben anoilid loch yokum al shem ochicha mi boilei. The Torah is speaking to the Yovim. Vile bezn moida rachmono mitzves kriye shem aben. The Torah speaking to Bezdin, Yokum Hashem Achiyoviv mi boilei. Halavadi b'yovim guvim ishtoikro. Speaking about the Yovim, ule Bezdin koma rachmone, she Yokum ha-Yovim, that Bezdin should see that the Yovim should be making Hashem Ochiv ha-Meis. No, Lebezn Kamachmana Shokim Ayom Shemachim Meis Lenachlo. So Kochavilu without the Gzeir Shove, we could figure out from the word Ochiv that it's speaking about Nachla. We don't need the Gzeri Shovit. So the Gemara says, no. Imru Leile Yovam Sheyokum Benoi Al Shem Ochiv. That Bezdin should tell the Yovam that he should give the name to the Bcher Anoilad as his brother's name. The whole mitzvah Yibum Komoida Krala Bezdin. The mitzvah of Yibum, the Pasuk is speaking to Bezdin, the Komalahu, and the Pasuk is telling Bezdin, Lahazir Yivama Lovayala. You should see that the Yovam should be Bala. And you should see that the child that will be Noilad, you should see that he should give the name of the child his brother's name. So without the Gzeiris Shovim, I could still think that Pashta Dekro is that the Bechir Anoilad should be called the same name like the Mace. So the Gemara asks, Ashke da Amret Kro Begodol Ksiv, now that you're learning Pshat in the Posik, that the Posik is telling us who is the Miyabim, Vohoyaha Bchir. So only the Bchir should be Miyabim, Vohoyaha Bchir, the Bchir should be Miyabim. Eimo Bchir Liyabe, Poshut Loy Liyabe. But a poshut cannot be miyabim in ganzen. That means the whole mitzvah of yibum should only be on the b'chir, not on a poshut. I saw in the shurim of Rav Shmuel, so he brings down a very nice kasha. He says, if you'll say that the whole mitzvah's yibum is only on the b'chir, so we have a posik litzrayer, that an erva patos atzore, and then there's a din of tzores tzore. So if only one, only the bechir could be mekayim mitzvah yibum, so you don't have a case of a tzores tzore. It's all case of a tzores tzore is that there's an erva to the yavam, and then the tzores erva got married to another yavam, and now lemaisa she's again falling the yibum the tzores, so the tzores tzore. The Tzores Tzore is also part of Tzores Tzore. But if the only one that could be Miyabim is the Bechayah, so the Pasuk is, what is the Pasuk telling us? The Pasuk is, it's only one Yavam in the Mishpoche. That you have 10 brothers, and the oldest is Reuven, and he's the only one that could be Miyabim. No other brother could be Miyabim. So Mamelos, what is the din that an Erva Patos Atzore? So the din is, that's why Shimon died. So Shimon had two wives. One of Shimon's wives was Achis Ishtoi of Reuven. Fine. That's one of Shimon's wives. The other wife was Samazaya wife. So the Pasuk tells us that when Shimon dies, there's no mitzvah of Yibum on Reuven because the other wife is a Tzores Elba. Fine. But now we have a Pasuk Litzra that there's a Tzores Tzore. That not only can he not be Miyabim, the Tzores Erva can't be Miyabim, the Tzores Tzore. Now, the normal case of a Tzores Tzore is that another brother married the Tzores Erva, and the other brother married Tzores Erva, and now he has another wife, she sees a Tzores Tzore. But according to the Gemara, now that the whole mitzvah of Yibum is only by one, only one person can be Miyabim, only the Bechir can be Miyabim, a Poshet can be Miyabim. So who's going to marry the Tzores Erva? No one can marry the Tzores Erva. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. And any of the brothers besides the Bechir. So Memele, so there's no union of Tzores Tzore. So how could the Gemara, who brings a different Heichoche, but he brings down that the Yeske Kasha, this alone is a Heichoche. You can, if there's only one Miyabim in the Mishpoche, you can't have a case of a Tzores Tzore. So Rav Shmuel wants to say that will come about that there was a tzore, not only the bechor could be miyabim, is if you hold nesuim rishonim mapilim, which means as follows. That means that let us say Reuven is the bechor, and then Shimon had two wives. One wife was an erve on Reuven, and one wife was not an erve. Then he gave a get to the erve. So if you hold nesuim rishonim apilim, so the tzore is called a tzore's erve. That's if you hold nesuim rishonim apilim. You don't have to wait for the nefila b'shas misa. So she gets a shem tzore's erve, and she's already osar. Afilu he gave a get to the erve. And now he married another wife after he gave a get to the erve. So by marrying a second wife, so she's now a tzoreh tzoreh. She's a tzoreh tzoreh. And lemaisa, that is the case of tzoreh tzoreh. Let us again see the Gemara. Eimo b'chor liyabim, poshet loy liyabim. Maybe only a b'chor should be miyabim, and a poshet should not be miyab. There's no mitzvah of yibum by a poshet. So the Gemara says, "Im kein eishes ochiv shloi hoya ba'ilomoi demiet rachmon elomoli." So the Gemara says, it can't be that way. We have a posik yeshvu. Now yeshvu is telling us that you need a yeshiva achas ba'ilom. Yeshvu is telling us if the brother was born after the mace died, he can't be miyam. Sure he can't be miyam. He's not a b'chayim. If the whole mitzvah of Yibam is only on the prayer, so hashteitzer, that the brother that was born later cannot be miyabim because he's not a prayer. So from this pasuk we see that the din prayer is not leikuve. The din prayer is only a mitzvah on the prayer to be miyabim. But that, not that you need take, that it's leikuve. Porich Ravach. So Rav Acha said, no, he's not spoiled from this teretz. Ve'eima lemu'utei buche de'ima. So he says, no. The pasuk says, v'hoya ha'bcher. The mitzvah of Yibum has to be through a prayer. That's pashta dekha. Now you're asking a kashus of the mitzvah of Yibum has to be a b'chayr, so why do you need a miyut? Of Eishes Ochiv Shloi Hoya Belome, he's not a Bchayr, he's not Reishes Oina, he's a second child. He says, no, it can be a Bchayr from the mother, it can be a Paterechem from the mother. That means the Torah was marked with the two types of a Bchayr. There's a Bchayr of Reishes Oina, there's a Bchayr of Paterechem. Now, the Torah said that Yavam Yovi Aleh, who's the Yavam? Bahaya Bchayr. What kind of a Bchayr? I don't know what kind of a b'chayr. So, at this I would say maybe b'chayr means reishis oinoi. So, that's what I would say b'shat. So, you have a rai, it can't mean reishis oinoi, because the pasuk tells me that ochiv shloi hoya b'ilomi cannot be miyam. He's not a b'chayr, he's not a reishis oinoi. So good. So, I see b'chayr does not mean reishis oinoi. So b'chayr means petarechem. So, that's b'shat. You need a b'chayr. And so the pasuk, but a petarachem is also called a b'chayr. So now that's the pasuk is telling us. So the pasuk is telling us that there was a mace, and later the father took another wife, and he had a child from this other wife. So mitzad b'chayr, he's called a b'chayr. He's a petarachem. No, that's why we need a new miyut, but since it wasn't yeshiva achas ba'ilam, that is why he can't be miyabit. So the Gemara says, ahu loimotzis amre. Now, you can't say that b'chayr means abucha de'ima, a petarechem, the yibum binachle tola rachmone. The Torah was Mekasher Yibum with Nachlem. Who is Miyabum? Yokum al Shem Ochiv.
Who is miyabim? A person who is able to yarshin the brother. So that's one of the tenoyim of a yovam. He has to be a noichu. V'nachlo min ha'ov v'loy min ha'aim. And the dinachle is min ha'ov v'loy min ha'aim. Now this is a very shver gemara. The Ritva asks the Kasha, the Ritva asks as follows. What are you saying? That means that's true 100%. In order to be able to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Yibum, you have to be an Ach Min Ha'ov. That's 100% true. Yibum Benachla Tola Rachmona Yokum Hashem Ochiv Lenachla. Who is a miyabim? A person who is roi linchel. So he has to be a brother min ha'av. That's 100% true. V'nachle min ha'av, v'loi min ha'im. He has to be a brother min ha'av. But you're just saying there's a nutna. You have to be a b'chayr also. So a b'chayr could be he's a b'chayr min ha'im. What's the gemara's kasha? It's a meridik shver the gemara. The Yibum benachle tola rachmona, the Gemara says that the Yibum is mekusha to nachle, and nachle is minahov, v'loi minahov. Everything is true, I made it to you, it has to be an ach minahov, but the tnai of b'chayr has to be, he has to be a b'chayr also, b'chayr can be a peter rechem. Mayin shmit aleitz al Sinai. That this kasha the Ritva is. Let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Aim a b'chayr, davke komakro, only a b'chayr can be miyab. Avol poshit loy liyabim legamri, but a poshit cannot be miyab. Bein ike b'chayr, bein leke b'chayr, you can't be miyab. The whole mitzvah is only on a b'chayr. Im kein, the poshit lava yibum hu. If a poshit is not a bar yibum, so why do you need a miyat eshesach shloi beilomai? Taipik leimishum de la b'chayr uze, shaneil lachem eshesachiv. He's not a b'chayr. So why need a new miyat of eshesach shloi beilomai? He's nismayit because he's not a b'chayr. Ve'ei mahai de miyat eshesachiv shloi hoya beilomai, ki goin shoy uze, shaneil lad b'chayr leimai. That he was a b'chayr, he's a b'chayr le'imoy. V'ochiv me'oviv. V'ochi yitzarech le'mu'utei. And that's why you have to be memayitim. He is a b'chayr. And the whole chason is because it's le'hoya be'lomay. So the Gemara says, b'nachle tola rachmonet. The Torah was Torah Yibum Benachle. Umemele. B'chayr hanoytel bishnayim udemiyabim. So if Yibum Benachle tola rachmone, so the B'chayr, that the Torah said, the Torah said tnoyim that what a yovam has to have. One of the tnoyim is that he has to be a noichel of the yovam. Fine. Yibum benachle tala chamada. Now there's another tnai that he has to be a b'chayr. Now, let's clear a hakire. This is up to the Megi and the Ritva wants to emphasize the Ritva's kasha on Rashi. So let us clear. The Torah said there's another maila yovam has to have. One maila he has to be a yoirish of the yovam. Maila number two, he has to be a b'chayr. So now let's clear a hakire. What kind of a b'chayr was the Torah makpedan? Was the Torah makbid on a b'chayr that is noichel, that has a maila in Yerusha, that's called a reishis oinoi? Or was the Torah makbid on abi Hashem b'chayr, a petarechem is also good? So the Gemara held, if we see that the Torah wanted that the mitzvah's yibum should only be niskayim through one who is aneichel, and now the Torah said another tonight, he has to be abcher also. So mistaver is that the tnai of bechir is also mitzad the milus yerusha that a bechir possesses. That means we're saying a yovam needs milus. So it's mistaver, just like we see that one mile we understand klar that the mile was that he should be a bar nachla, that's yibum benachla tala rachmonet. That the Yavam has to be a Neuchel, he has to have a Koyach, Linchel Esochit. So if the Torah says he has to have another mile of B'chayel, so Mistaver is that he has to have the mile of B'chayel in Achle. That the mile has to be in Achle. That's what the Gemara held. Umemele B'chayel Anoitel Pishnayim Udem Yavam. He has to have a B'chayel that has a mile in Achle. Aber bechoyer le'em loy. So the mother is just saying a svore, it's mistav, not someone saying, Hashem bechoyer, you have to have Hashem bechoyer. Mistav, you have to have Hashem bechoyer, that is a mile in Achle. And with the mat, so it's not bechoyer me of it. It's not bechoyer me yim. With the mat, now we're back to the kash again. So if you need a bechoyer me of it, so why do you have to be memayit eish esochim shlohei berlom? He's not a b'chayr meyovim. Shema mino b'chayr dikro lav davke. You don't need a b'chayr. Ela godel ha'achim. Only godel ha'achim. So memayla godel ha'achim is, you could have already eish esochim shlohei berlom is also godel ha'achim. So that's you need a miyut of eish esochim shlohei berlom. So we proved that you don't need mamish abchel. So the Gemara is not finished. Ve'ema, no. Ki ike abchel, you need abchel. Fadreima nishken kop. The pasuk says, v'hoya abchel, you need abchel. Now you're proving to me that the mitzvah of Yibum can be niskayim through a poshet also. That you proved to me. Because you have a miyut of a shochet shloi b'ilome. So I'll make up shorah with you. Ve'eime ki ika b'chayr tiskayim mitzvah yibum. You need a b'chayr in the family, and then there could be a kiyum of mitzvah yibum. Ki leka b'chayr loy tiskayim mitzvah yibum. That means, that's true. It is not necessary that the Bechor has to be the Miyabim, but it is necessary that it has to be, one of the brothers has to be a Bechor. And one of the brothers is a Bechor, then you can make Yibum, then anyone can make Yibum. But you have to have that one of the brothers is a Bechor. Bechor, it's a very modna hava minach. I mean, it's a mamsha poradumach. I mean, what maila do we have if one of the brothers is a b'chayr? If you don't need a b'chayr around, but the b'chayr doesn't have to make yibum. But if there's no b'chayr, there's no mitzvah yibum. Perhaps pshat in the Gemara is as follows, that the Gemara is going with what the Gemara said before. Be'emesin, the mitzvah yibum is dafka on the b'chayr. And perhaps there's a mile of a b'chayr is as we once mentioned, the Ramban says that Ika Tikkun of Yibum is Dafka through a brother, and maybe a Bechor has himself the mile of the father also. He's a Reishis Oinay of the father. A Bechor is the ideal Miyabim. He's a Reishis Oinay, and the Och, he's the ideal Miyab. No. So, but there could be, I mean, so if you have an ideal miyabim, he has the koyach hayibum. So perhaps the Gemara understood, so if he'll give over his koyach to another brother, so they take over his koyach. That means the koyach hayibum, the b'chayres. The Torah only gave the koyach hayibum to a b'chayr. B'chayr, b'chayr. But the Bechayr is Bekayach to give over his Kayach. He can make someone else a Malamokay. But after you have a Bechayr, if you don't have a Bechayr, so finish, so there's no mitzvah of Yibum. That means mitzvah Yibum is dependent on a Bechayr, but as long as there's a Bechayr, so it could be, he could be, make him a Malamokay. And it could be, according to the Havamina now, that what it says in the Mishnah, Vim Kodam HaKodam Zocher, it's not true. I mean, it's not, you can't chaparayim. The mitzvah is mutal on the Bechayr, and the Bechayr is Bekayah to make a Malamokay. But he takes over the Kaychis of the Bechayr. So the Gemara says, Omakro, umeis echot mehem. Now let's go to the first pasuk. It's pasuk speaking about your two brothers, and one brother died. Yivon mayova yale. So, kiyeshvu achim yachtov. Achim poshut means there were two brothers. Umeis echot mehem. One of the two brothers died. Now, the pasuk doesn't say which one died. So the Gemara says, "Mi lo yaskinon de misbechir." It's a part of the posik. So lechir the posik is also speaking about that the bechir died. The omar rachmona liyabim cotton. So you see that a cotton can be miyam. You don't need a bechir for mitzvah sibu. So the Gemara says, no, listen, you're telling me that Miloiskin, I have a hechech, I have a pasuk v'hoyabcheh. So v'hoyabcheh is a gilui, and v'hoyabcheh is a gilui, that you need a pcheh. Ah, you meis echot mehem, so meis echot mehem, a koch rezeis gespart, that the cotton died. V'eimo de mis cotton, v'omar rachmone, liyabim pcheh. Maybe it's speaking about that the cotton died, and the pasuk says, "Well, you have a b'chayr, but without a b'chayr, there's no mitzvah sibu." So the Gemara says, "Omi et rachmone, eishes ochiv shloi hoyo ba'ilomay." Now let us see Rashi. Ve'ema ki ika b'chayr, klayma. Dilma lo'ilom b'cheir dafke. B'cheir means a b'cheir, not a godl. B'och ikom arachmon, yika b'cheir kamoch, if there is a b'cheir, tiskayim mitzvah sibam, then there's a kima mitzvah sibam. Oy b'cheir, oy b'poshet. The dafke lomi, the imite eishes ochiv shloihoye b'ilomoy, that a poshet can also make mitzvah sibam, that's for sure. But you need a b'cheir around. B'chilek a b'cheir. But if there's no b'cheir, let us kaim. U'ptura legamri min ha'poshet. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says no. You can't say that. It says, u'meis echad mehem. Mashmesh le hoyu shom eloshnaim. The only two brothers. That's pashtu dekro. U'meis echad mehem. And one of the two brothers died. Mi lo yaskinon kloima. Milay mishtame nami mikro the meis b'chayr. One of the two died, so that's sicher nichlal. In pashtu dekro that the b'chayr died, v'koma rachmona liyabim poshet. So the Gemara said no. Ve'eima al kochoch kro dochik umitukim kigoyin the meis poshet. No, we have to say that the poshet died. The Komo Rachmon Eliyab Emcher, and the Pasuk says that the Bcher should be Miyab. Toksiv, Boho Yahabcher, from a male, so you don't have any raya from the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, Homiyot Rachmone, the Ochi Gabitrei Achim Ksiv, Miyot Eishes Ochiv Shloi Hoyo Bailom, Kieshvu Achim. These two brothers, that was the Kieshvu Achim Umeis Echad Mehem, so he's saying these two brothers, the second brother has to have a yeshiva achas ba'ilo. That's what the Pasuk is telling us, that the second brother has to be Yeshvu. Da hochi gabi trei achen gsiv mit eishes ochib schloi hoye bei lomek. Alme de mis godel mashme. So it seems that the godel died. You can't say that because the pasuk is telling us that the yeshu has to be shiva achas bei lomek. Vesu leka bacher kamot. So kolchoch, if with the pasuk is telling us that the second brother had to be alive, so kolchoch, the godel died, the bacher died. Vesu leka bacher kamot. So now we see klal that you don't need a bacher around in order to make a mitzvah yibum. It's oiskish part from the pasuk. That the Becher died, and the cotton is Miyam. The cotton would have been Miyam, and must have been Miyat from Lehoye Berlomi. So the Gemara asks as follows, Ve'ema, Kileka Becher, maybe it's like this. I said, the Gemara was, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Behoye Abcher. So it seems that mitzvah yibum is by the b'chayot. That's how it seems. You're bringing me rayas that it doesn't have to be, but it's still v'hoya b'chayot. So the Gemara asks, let's say as follows. V'ema, ki leka b'chayot, if there's no b'chayot, kodam kotam zoche. So then, if the kotam, there's no b'chayot, so kodam kotam zoche. Be'ike b'chayot. Kodam koton loizoch, then a koton cannot be miyab. Let us see Rashi. Eima ki leka bacher kodam a koton zoch. Dole robi viliyabim poshut. The whole raya that a poshut can be miyabim elo midameis echad mehem. And how do you know that a poshet can be miyabim? Because it says one of them died. Umi yiteshesochim shloi beilomoi. That yiteshesochim shloi beilomoi cannot be miyabim. The mashma the meis pcheir v'omar achmon the yabim poshet. So from the posik I see that when the pcheir dies, the poshet can be miyabim. Avol ike pcheir. So that's true. So I have a right. When there's no pcheir, there's a mitzvah sibim on the poshet. Avol ike pcheir. Lately, Yabim poshet. So that's pshat. Boho yahabcher. Mitzvah siyibum is anabcher. I'm still sticking to my gun. If I stay tzach when there's no bcher, then it's not makiv. When there's a bcher, could be it is makiv. O makro, so the Gemara answers, ki yeshvu achim yachtov. Hukshu yeshivas achim zelozev. Hukshu yeshivas achim, Rashi says, shovim liyabim. So that means, just like when there's no b'cher, a poshet can be miyam. So when there is a b'cher, also a poshet can be miyam. Hukshu, all yeshivas achim are the same. Fine. So the Gemara, so now I see that a poshet can be miyabim afilu, there is a b'chayim. The amen, in fact, the Gemara further. Ki ika b'chayim leheder agodol. So this eps an inyan of b'chayim. So a koch, what's the inyan of b'chayim? So we're saying like this, a kotten could also be miyabim, but there's no b'chayim could also be miyabim. So what's v'hoya b'chayim? There's a mitzvah on a b'chayr to be miyabim. That's v'hoya b'chayr. V'hoya b'chayr is telling us there's the mitzvah that the b'chayr should be miyabim. So my mail is like this. V'eime ki'ike b'chayr lahadar agodol. Then you should go, then the b'chayr has to be miyabim. It's a mitzvah. Ki leke b'chayr ein choyz reneitzel godol. That means, if there's no b'chayr, or if a b'chayr is not going to be involved in the yibum, then there's no maila of a godel. That means if you behadol that the b'chayr should be miyam. B'chayr doesn't want to be miyam. Finished. So now we can go. Now we ask any of the other brothers. There's only a mile of prayer. Alome, Tony, Abaye, Kishisha,
Mitzvah, Begodol, Leyabim, Loyrotso, if this Godol doesn't want, Hilchen Eitzel Ochiv Akotem.
We go to the next brother. We'll see in Rashi. Ochiv Akotem means the next brother. Not the smallest brother, the next brother. So we will see in the mitzvah there's a din of Godel Koidem. You go to the, to whoever is the older brother on the, who's the most older brother. If the brother doesn't want, we go to the next one, to the next one. So how do you know that? The Pasuk said Bechoyer. So where do you get this? The mitzvah is Bechoyer. If you can't do the mitzvah, so you go to anyone. Loirotso, if none of the brothers want it, Chayzren Eitzel Godel. Then we go back to the Godel and we force them to get Chalitza. Fine. But Al Kaponim, we see from over here, That there's a mila of Godel. Where do you see a mila of Godel? Maybe there's only a mila of Bechayel, not of Godel. So the Gemara says, Ki Bechayel. It says, Vahoya ha Bechayel. Ma Bechayel, Bechayrosai, Gol Maloi. What is the mila of a Bechayel? Because he's the oldest. Av Godel, Gdulosai, Gol Maloi. So lechayre, we have to understand this Gemara also. I mean, and the Gemara is saying maybe there's a mila of b'chayr. That was the kasha. There's a mila of b'chayr. Good, it's not ma'akir. There's a mila of b'chayr. We have to. The mitzvah is that the b'chayr should be miyam. If the b'chayr doesn't want to be miyam, so then finish. So there's no mitzvah. So the Gemara says no. What's the pshat in b'chayr? Ma b'chayr. The Gemara means to say, what's the reason of prayer? Because he's the oldest. So if the reason is because of the oldest, so there's a mile and older, so the next one is also a mile. Who says that's the reason? Maybe there's a mile in prayer. Man, that was the kasha. The Gemara tells him, So the Ritva says as follows. That means, Kozman, we were under the impression that there's an ikuv in prayer. Only the b'chayr could be miyabim, or only when there's a b'chayr it could be miyabim. So then it could be the zanin of b'chayr taker, b'chayr, and eshesoyne. There's such an inyan. If the whole mitzvah of yim is only dependent on b'chayr, I have no right to say that's not the inyan of b'chayr, it's the oldest. I have no right to say this. But the minute I come to the conclusion that anyone can be miyabim, you don't need a b'chayr. So the whole din of b'chayr is only lahakdimoy. So if it's not an ikov a mitzvah yibum, so mistome the din akdom is because of the godless of the b'chayr. So if it's the godless, so see, go godl godl koidem. That's how the Ritva says pshat. Let us see Rashi. Leheder agodol iloy bo sha'ochiv. If the other brothers don't want, nazar ola lechayfai. So then we go back to the b'chayr. The mitzvah le'rami v'lo yalechayr. Avol ki leker b'chayr le'rami mitzvah godol tfei misha'ochiv. There's no maile of Bechayr more than any, there's no mile of Godu more than any other brother. So in the Gemara Stakashna by Kshish, he said, Heichon Eitzel Ochiv HaKoton Mashma Koton Heimenu, the one that's smaller than him. The Godu Mishar Ochiv, that's how the Gemara understood. Alma Madrinen HaGodu, the Godu Koidim. That's the Gemara's kasha. So where do we see a mila of Godel? Where do we see a mila of Godel? Umi diktoni choizrem eitzel Godel lekeli subi. That what it says choizrem eitzel Godel. That's not the kasha. Dikolameinu my Godel b'chayr. Godel the Godel there can mean b'chayr. Dilei motzlishnu yahochi. If Godel means dafke Godel, adamoisim mitoni abaye. So the word Godel does not necessarily mean the older brother, the oldest brother. It could mean, it means the B'chayah. So that's why the Gemara didn't ask from the Mishnah that says Chayzer Meitzel Godel. The whole kasha was from Abaye, because Abaye said that if the B'chayah doesn't mind, you go to the next one in line, the Kotn Mimenu. So the Gemara says it's a Svarah. In fact, the Gemara weiter, the aim, but so good. So now you're telling me that the whole Indian is Godel. So now we have a big problem over here. So why did the Torah speak such a misleading lotion? Why did the Torah say the word Pchaya? So say Godel. Say Godel. That's the whole Mechuvan. The Mechuvan is Godel, the oldest one. So why do you have to say Pchaya with Alomdes? The pasuk says b'cher, so the Gemara wants to say ve'ime kimiyabim b'cher lishkel nachlom. Maybe you're right all along. The mitzvah of yibum can be by anyone, by a cotton, by a posh, everything. You're right. But maybe the Torah mentioned b'cher ve'ime kimiyabim b'cher lishkel nachlom. But maybe the holding of nachla is if the miyab is a b'cher kimiyabim poshut. So maybe that's why it says b'chir. It says b'chir to tell you, b'chir ya b'chir yokum ha-shem ochim. The b'chir yashin's the brother. The other one yashin's the brother. So now there's a new din of, there's a din of b'chir l'gabi Yerusha, not l'gabi Yibum. Omakro yokum ha-shem ochim v'hareikom. So what's that in the Gemara's Teret? So the Ritva says pshat that the word yokum is extra. Why is the word yokum extra? Because Shem Ochiv, we have a Gzeira Shove, that means Shem Ochiv means Nachla. Shem Achayim, Yikor B'Nachlos. So it could have said, Voya B'chir Asher Teilei, Shem Ochiv. Doesn't have to say Yokum Shem Ochiv. I would know that it means Nachla. So Yokum means the Chol Mishe Yokum Lahokim Shem Lochiv. That means the word Yochim is miyuter, the Ritva says, Nitzmarba, whoever will be miyabim will get nachla. What does Rashi say? Leilishko nachla do b'chayrksi. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Ve'ela b'chayr dekaye rachmone lemai hilchese. So good. Everything. Whatever I said, you slugged me up. So now, but I have a kasha. So why did the Torah say that there's an Indian of b'chayr? If the whole Indian is Godel, so why did the Torah mention b'chayr? So the Gemara says, "Legrei Yuse, ma b'chayr einei neitel b'roi kevam b'chzik." He wants to tell us in the Yerusha of the Yavam, he has the chesroinus of a b'chayr. Just like a b'chayr eini neutel b'roi kivamurzik, avhai eini neutel b'roi kivamurzik. That the yovam only takes murzik and it does not take roi. Now, there's a machlokes harishonim pshat in this gemara. Let us first see how what Rashi says. Elo lamai hilchese karye b'chayr. So why did the Torah call him a b'chayr? Lichtiv godol, say godol, because that's the whole Indian. There's a mitzvah b'godol liyabim chayzremacher godol imenu. So the Gemara says b'chayr. So the wants to tell us here's the chesorin of a b'chayr. B'chayr einei neitel chelik b'chayre b'nachla horuye lovi lehem acha mises aviyim. A b'chayr shel ov. Areishes oine shalov. So the chelik choyre that he gets b'chelik ha'ov is ele b'meshe muhzik b'yad aviyim b'yay mois. That it is only what was muhzik b'yad aviyim. Chalashadachsiv kalashay yimot selah. So memele, so that is the din of a b'chir. The b'chir that takes pishnayim b'nichsei ha'ov
he takes only that what was motzi by dov, that was muchzik by dov. Af yovom anoytel pishnayim benichse oviv. So the same thing, a yovom that will take pishnayim benichse oviv. Chelkoi v'chelik ochiv shemeis. He's going to take his chelik. V'chelik ochiv shemeis. V'chelkoi shel meis. Chelkoi shel meis. He's going to take the chelik of the meis. And the neutral b'roi kivamurzik. So he only takes also b'roi kivamurzik. Now, l'chayre... Poshe Pshat and Rashi is as follows. The Pasuk is telling us, that's how the Rishonim learn Pshat and Rashi, the Pasuk is speaking as follows. The father, the Meis died, and the Yovam was Miyabim, the Eishes HaMeis. Fine. In the Nichse Hameis, the Yovam is Bekoyach Tiyarshin, whatever the Meis had, and whatever is Roy Lovoy Lahameis. The Yovam Yarshin's Roy by the Meis. That is a Din Roy. So therefore, afterwards, the father, let's say the Meis died Reish Chodesh Nissan. The Meis died Reish Chodesh Nissan. So whatever the Meis had, the Yovam takes over. The Yarshans, Yokum Hashem Ochiv L'Nachlo. Reish Chodesh Iyah, the father died. Now, the Nichsei Ha'ov, the Emerson was Roy to the Meis. He didn't have it Reish Chodesh Nissan. He got Nichsei Ha'ov, he got Reish Chodesh Iyah. So Shitas Rashi is that the Yavam takes these Nechosim also. Whatever was Roy Lavoy Lahameis, he also Yarshans. There's no din, he's not called a Becher Legabi, he doesn't have din a Becher, the grace of Becher Legabi the Meis. He Yarshans whatever the Meis had, or is Roy Lavoy Lahameis. That is why he gets Pishnayim Benichsei Oviv, because after when the father dies, so the chelik of the Meis was Roy Lovi to the Meis, he takes over that chelik also. So Benichsei HaMeis, the Ovum takes Roy. V'av Alpikein, the Pasuk says that the Ovum has Adin B'chor L'Greyus, he doesn't take Roy. So the din b'chayr is that when you yarshin the father, so the Torah says, since lemaisa b'yerusha sa'ad, he has an hoge of a b'chayr, he comes, he takes to chalokim, he takes his chalik, and he takes the maisa's chalik. So the Torah says, b'nichsei ha'ad, he has the chesorin that every b'chayr has b'nichsei ha'av. And he only takes b'nichsei ha'av masha yemuchzik eitzel ha'av. Masha lo yeho yemuchzik eitzel ha'av, he doesn't take. So it's a besondere gzeiris ha'kosuv b'nichsei ha'av. That's how Rashi learns pshat. Reiv Rishonim, and that's what the Goyin brings down from the Rach, Reiv Rishonim learn a different Pshat and Gansen. Reiv Rishonim learn that the Yovam only takes that what was Murzik by the Meis, Bishas Mises HaMeis. That was Roy Lovoy to the Meis afterwards, he'll never take. So Memele, in Rashi's case, if the father died after the Meis, say, well, they'll only take one chelik, b'nichsei ha'av, because the nichsei ha'av was roi for the Meis. That's how Roi v'Rishonim learn. But Rashi learns that fakert, that he does take roi lovoi to the Meis,
And only be Yerushas Ha'avd is the din that he has din a kalishas of a b'chayel legabi Yerushas Ha'avd. Let us just see the two tesis in. Hachi gassinen vim leirotza hoilchen eitzel ochi vakotten. Perish eitzel kotten mimenu. You go to the next one in line. Leirotza hoilchen eitzel ochi. Perish sharp shutim ktanim mimenu. Leirotza choizchem eitzel godem. Yes, from the gossi alohilchem eitzel kotten besuloi. The mash with the cotton mimenu come. Some of the Gemara knew that cotton means the next in line. We don't know. Listen, the masis and the chaylitz mahalchin al kol ha'achim. Cotton means the smaller one, the next one in line. Lamai ilchus legreyuse oimerida v'motzi lemeima lechshivuse. That the Torah gave him a shem b'chay lechshivuse. Shein Yerushosai chayzeres b'yoyvul. That the Yerusha of the Yobam is not Chayza B'Yayibu.